it is important to know where we came from. So today on Sound Doctrine, we go back to the beginning for answers.
Darwin's simple cell evolution theory is outdated. It's gone. There's nothing to hold on to. And yet today, they're continuing to teach it as like it's fact to the kids. And so the kids are going, yeah, I know where I came from. You know, a little amoeba, you know, and then I evolved into this. And it's crazy, but they continue. The complex cell of genetic codes, when they were discovered, they found that the frog is more complex than man. The frog.
Your spirit leads me on, and I'm running after you. I'll leave behind the worthless lies, and I'm trading them for priceless truth.
Today on Sound Doctrine, we turn back to the beginning. Maybe, like a lot of people, you're wondering how in the world we got here. Was there some sort of an explosion caused by random chance that sprung creation into existence, or is there a creator behind it all? Well, Genesis has the answers we're looking for, and we'd invite you to join us there as we begin a new chapter-by-chapter study of the first book of the Bible. Here to bring us an introduction once again, Pastor Jeff.
Genesis chapter 1, looking forward to going through Genesis. Now, Genesis means the beginning. So what we're going to get tonight is just the origin of the earth, the origin of sin. We're going to get a lot of stuff as we move through Genesis. The origin of the family, of our culture, of just what's going on. It just goes on and on and on. This is the beginnings of everything. This is the foundation. This is a very important place to start, the very beginning. Now, it is important for man to know where he's come from. And what's interesting about that is in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, without faith, it's impossible for us to please God. So he that comes to God must first believe that he is, and then that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So first believe that he is. In the beginning, God. Now, this is where a lot of people wipe out. They can't make it past this saying. In the beginning, God. Oh, no. But no, you got to first believe that he is. And then you can pass that and go on into the depths of his love and of his goodness and of his grace. So to have a family tree, to know your roots. Remember Alex Haley's the Roots program? There was a miniseries on TV years ago. Interesting. One man's search for his beginnings. And he went back to Africa. And then he finally got amongst them and he said, y'all Africans, you know? And he went, wow, man, I'm home. And this is it, my roots. And he really, you know, is really into it. You know, Kinta Kinte, I think his name was. Working in adoption, and my wife will tell you the same thing, you see this hunger to know where you've come from. To know where you've come from. My son had no idea who he was. He didn't know what culture he was from. He didn't know nothing where, you know, his parent was. I mean, it was a closed adoption. It was private. So you get no information, you get a piece of paper with black spots blocked out because it's closed, it's private. And so he was always confused. He'd go up to his parents, at the upper shelf, and he'd bring down the file and he'd open it and he'd look at it and he'd just wonder. He'd look at it. He told me this later on, wondering who he was, what he was from. Now, my son, of course, was a middle child that was the only adopted child. The other two were natural. So here he is in the middle, confused. I got a brother and I got a sister, but he was in the middle. And he didn't know what to do until I found him. My wife and I, we just all of a sudden decided, let's find him. And we found him at 17. And we've known him all these years. And what a time just to face-to-face with your child who you years ago gave up for adoption in high school. And then to be found and finding him just answered so many questions. This is why my wife went into open adoption. Because everything is open. It takes out all the fear and fantasy of the unknown. Where you came from. Who and what you are. And many are searching today for their roots. They're searching for where they came from because they were put up for adoption. And to get back, you know, to the beginning. To get back to where I really came from. Who's my parents? Who's my grandparents? And so my wife's doing a lot of searches too. There's a book that's out. It's called Redeemed and Restored. And it's 12 pastors' wives from various Calvaries all over the nation. And it's interesting that three times in there, the pastors' wives mention House of Ruth and my wife because they had children that they wanted to find. And she found them for them. And they're so glad they found them. And so, you know, it just puts back a lot of things. So here we are, starting tonight. There's months ahead of going back to our beginning, going back to our roots, to our history. And so chapter 1 and verse 1 of Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. How long ago is in the beginning? We don't know. The Hebrew, therefore, created is bara. Now, remember, God is in a different time spectrum as we. He's in a place of, there's no time. He's in a timeless zone. We have a watch. We have time. We're kind of held in this continuum of time, whereas God is, there's no time. He's in the eternal now. There's no beginning and there's no end. In other words, he sees it all, everything. So this word bara, created, is to create something from nothing. You see, God is all powerful, and in the beginning, God created all things from nothing. They came out of nothing. He just brought them forth. And only God can do this. Now, the magicians in Exodus, working for Pharaoh, remember, were able to create frogs and flies and the various things that Moses was bringing forth on the people. And the people hated those things. I mean, you know, oh, man. So, you know, he brought frogs and the magician said, well, we can do that too. We're going to bring more frogs. And the people go, thanks a lot, man. What are you doing to us? You guys are supposed to be for us on our side. You're giving us more frogs? Yeah, because we're just showing you we can do this thing. But when it came to bringing forth the lice, see, the lice were created from the dust, from nothing. And they just came forth, and only God can do that. And they tried to do the same thing and bring more lice. They couldn't do it because only God can create this way. They were duplicating the other things. That's all they were doing. And that's like the enemy. He's a counterfeit, isn't he? And he duplicates. So later, we're going to see the word Asa. And Asa is in the Hebrew. It means formed from what he created. So here, it's bara. He created the world out of nothing. But later on, that which he's formed, he's going to recreate things. So this is the beginning of time. His plan was for redemption. It was an appointment that he had on this earth. In fact, over in Acts chapter 2, verse 23, let me read it to you. He says, him being delivered by the determinate counsel, talking about Jesus, and foreknowledge of God, the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken with wicked hands, you have crucified and slain. But it was God's timing. It was God's plan from the very beginning. We're going to see that as we move through Genesis, that this was always his purpose and always his plan to bring forth redemption for fallen man. He knew man was going to fall. And he knew this before the foundations of the world, it says. That's God. He just knows all things. Now, one God, but three persons. That's important for us because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now look with me to chapter 1 in verse 26. Very interesting verse. It says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish." So God said, let us. Who is he talking to? He's talking to Jesus and to the Holy Spirit, the three persons in one. And they're all God, and they're all, you know, equal, but the three in one. And he's saying, let us make man in our image. As the Holy Spirit, and they were having that holy huddle up there and making, you know, sure what they were going to do. Over in chapter 3 now, look at verse 22 of Genesis. And the Lord said, behold, the man is become as what? One of us, to know good and evil. Again, talking about the three in one. The Trinity is there. Now, some scientists say the earth, that is material, was created 6 to 10,000 years ago. There is a beautiful book, it's Genesis, and it's by Morris. And Morris gets in there and he just shows how this has come to pass and how they feel that it could be from 6 to 10,000 years. So then we have to come to that interesting theory called evolution. Because there's those that believe in creation, and yet there are many today that believe in evolution, which is really a bankrupt theory. It's not even a science, all right? Doesn't deal with facts. It's gross. It's twisted. They say it took 12 billion years to evolve to where we're at today, this evolution thought. And yet there's no proof, but still they're teaching it in the schools. This is what gets to me. That the kids are just getting, well, that we're trying to get it, creationism back into the school. In fact, I have a little note here, a little mention of the intelligent design and how it was rejected by this judge in Pennsylvania. You know, and you look at this and you go, how could he reject something like that? Where they'll take in evolution, but when it comes to intelligent design and teaching it to the kids, they go, no. That's ridiculous. That's so far-fetched. You guys are out of your mind. Well, you see how far man has gotten from God, and he's rebellious when it comes to dealing with this issue. So, of course, he's going to say no to it. They haven't even followed it out, reasoning it out. They haven't even thought about evolution and how what a farce it is, let alone, you know, think about intelligent design. They don't want to go there. Because if you go there, then you're responsible to God who has created you. He created us, and so we're his what? Creation. And so naturally, we're responsible to him because he created us. But of course, they don't want to go there. They still believe that we came out of this slime many years ago. There was a big bang, and then out of the big bang, this slime, this little worm crawled up on the shore. And they're still believing this from the goo to the zoo. You became a monkey to you, you know. And that is bogus. It's ridiculous. But they are hanging on with death grips. And yet, all of this is going on the wayside as far as man, just thinking through it, it's ridiculous. It's over, and yet they're hanging on to it still. Now you can see why, you know, kids are kind of depressed these days. You know, we came from an amoeba, and my uncle's a monkey, and, you know, and they're just thinking, you know, if we're animals, then let's start acting like animals. And then they are acting like animals, and they're totally depressed. One of the number one killers of kids today is suicide. Just taking themselves out, or taking others out first and then taking themselves out. They don't care about life. They care about nothing but themselves and how they feel. And they don't feel very good because of the world that they're living in and what's going on around us. It's incredible. So some believing that we're just an accident. I'm an accident. That's who I am. That's why I'm here. Over in Romans chapter 1, interesting how Romans chapter 1 deals with this concept all over there. But in verse 21, it says, because that when they knew God, talking about way back. They knew God. They glorified him not as God. Neither were they thankful, but they became empty in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They changed the glory of an incorruptible God into an image of birds and creepy things, and God just gave them over to it. Said, you want that? Then go for it, you know? That's not what it's all about, but that's what man wanted. And he perverted God's image. And he continues to do it today. So kids are acting like animals. Now, the king, there was a king that these guys wanted to please. And he wanted a suit. He wanted a new suit. And this new suit, they wanted to make it something very special. But they got behind closed doors and they decided that they're going to fake him out. And they're going to tell him that this new suit is so new and it's so powerful. And they spent all the time on it. And they said, it's ready, it's ready. And the king says, all right, I can't wait to see it. And they began to put it on him. And he was naked as they were putting it on him. And they were pretending to put this suit on him. And he said, I don't see the suit. What are you doing? No. Only those who are wise and understanding see the suit. Don't worry about it. It's a beautiful suit. Look at this. And they put him in the front of the mirror, and he's looking at his naked body. And they're putting this suit on him. Oh, yeah, I see it. Oh, yeah. And all of a sudden, you know, he's got this suit on. He's going to go out in front of the people. And as he was going out in front of the people were told, you know, this is this new suit. And everybody's going, wow, it's great, you know. And then finally this little boy comes around the corner and says, hey, what's the king doing naked? You know, just told it like it is. But everybody was doing this deceptive thing. Everybody was playing the game. Everybody was going with the flow. And science continues to go that way. The fool has said, there is no God. You know, and he begins to reach out and grab hold of things that are just simply ridiculous. The king is naked. You can't tell me any different, man. And yet everybody else goes, no. And they get caught up in it. So evolution, it's a full-on hoax. The last 140 years, they've been studying this electromagnetic force and really getting into it and finding out what it does. And they found that it's weakening this force that's holding everything together. Ultraviolet rays are beginning to come in, and they're destroying the whole process of age. And people are laying out in the sun. Man, they tell you, don't go out in the sun. The ozone layer is depleting, and this and that. And if you go out there, you're going to get cancer. So in the beginning, interesting, there was this, and we'll talk about it as we move along into it. There was this. Water caps, the earth was surrounded with water, and it was covered with this kind of a atmosphere of solid water around it. And so it was like you were over in Hawaii. As soon as you get out of the plane, you know, boom, you hit the heat. And man, look at that, you know, that water continuing to pour down on that place, the green everywhere. So it was like a hothouse. The whole world was. All of the world. Until that began to be taken away. And what happened, people lived 1,000 years old. And when was it removed? Well, with Noah and the flood. Remember, God caused the waters from the heavens to break loose upon man, and that whole cover of the earth was broke through. And then the sun started, the rays, ultraviolet rays, started to hit man. And so man began immediately to only live from, 80 to 100 and something, 120. And that's it. And you see the drop there in Genesis. It's because that protective shield was taken off. Now, if you turn this process around and go back 25,000 years, and you go at the same rate as what it is as far as it falling apart and slowly but surely. Now, we live longer today because of the medicines we have, because of the foods we have, because of the doctors we have, and the science that we know. Okay, but we're still dying early compared to 900 and something years. Can you imagine living that long? Hey, man, I wonder how he was moving. How old are you? 989. Whoa, you know, don't want to go there. But anyhow, if you turn it around at the same rate, the earth would be 250 degrees Fahrenheit, 25,000 years. If you go back 100,000 years, the Earth would be molten lava, and they're talking about 12 billion years, which is ridiculous. I mean, you just have an Earth that's just dripping everywhere and just bubbling, you know. And so when you really look at these things and begin to investigate, you see that what they're talking about is bogus. In the Perplexity River in Texas, there was a dinosaur footprint found. It was perfect. And it was 100 million years old, they said. Oh, this dinosaur print goes back 100 million years. Then, man, of course, came around 3 million years ago, is what they say. Yet there was a man's footprint within the dinosaur footprint. And so what it's proving is that man and dinosaur at one time lived and existed together. And there's proof of that. So as you do your homework and you look into these things, you find out that what these guys are saying is wrong. Dr. Wilder Smith, in his book Origins, shows how evolutionists can no longer explain the existence of man or the universe, which they thought they had down. At one time, they thought, yeah, we got the answers. And now they're just scratching their heads. They don't know what's going on. God is a God of order. In other words, we're going to see tonight that everything was created after its kind. He's a God of order. Evolution can't work in this closed system that God has created. It's just can't do it. If it could, every time you opened up peaches, you'd have something different. Whoa, look at what this evolved into, you know. But it doesn't. Darwin's simple cell evolution theory is outdated. It's gone. There's nothing to hold on to. And yet today, they're continuing to teach it as like it's fact to the kids. And so the kids are going, yeah, I know where I came from. You know, a little amoeba, you know, and then I evolved into this. And it's crazy, but they continue. The complex cell of genetic codes, when they were discovered, they found that the frog is more complex than man. The frog, where it was supposed to evolve, you know, we came out of the water, and then we were on our knees, and then we began to walk. And then we slowly, and you've seen the pictures of the ape turning into a man. So bogus, again, and it's ridiculous because they've proven over and over again these smaller little reptiles are even more complex than man is. So evolution, what's going on? It's totally turned around. We're not evolving into better and better. Look at Romans chapter 1. Study Romans chapter 1. You see it as downhill spiral into oblivion. We're falling apart. We're self-destructing. We're killing ourselves. And just as Rome fell as a nation, so this nation is going in the same footsteps and will fall just as hard. Downhill, man.
We are just getting started here in Genesis, and we hope that this has whetted your appetite. We look forward to going through each chapter and verse with you here in the weeks ahead on Sound Doctrine with Pastor Jeff Johnson. Remember, you can access these daily studies by visiting our website. Log on to sounddoctrineradio.org to purchase the CD. Call 800-353-7553. Again, we're here to serve you at 800-353-7553. We also have a podcast available, and that's available on Stitcher, Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. You know, it's always a good idea to consider and, if need be, rekindle our devotional life, especially here at the beginning of a new year. And we've got a great Devo to share with you today. You're sure to enjoy. It's been written by Calvary pastors like Skip Heitzig, Joe Foch, Jeff Johnson, Greg Laurie, Raul Reese, and more. It's a daily devotional with Calvary Chapel pastors. I know you'll be blessed and encouraged as you start your day hearing from the Lord. Order it now by calling 800-353-7553 or online at sounddoctrineradio.org. And we'd appreciate your support as we kick off another year of delivering sound doctrine through the radio and the internet. As we continue to present God's good news on this station of yours, we look to the Lord to provide. And maybe that provision will come through you. Again, go to sounddoctrineradio.org or call 800-353-7553. More from Genesis and the beginning of everything next time on Sound Doctrine with Pastor Jeff Johnson, the presentation of Calvary Chapel Downey. So Father.